2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Verse number 16, the Bible says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I want to preach this morning, just a little while, I've got to be our help, on a world in chaos. A world in chaos. Now, we preached Wednesday night, we preached on the spiritual guidance that God gives us and biblical principles. Amen? Spiritual guidance and biblical principles. It makes a difference. You see why? Because that's what we're missing in the world today. We need spiritual guidance and biblical principles to guide us through this world. Amen. Praise God. But we look at this today and it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's God-breathed. Or it's the very breath of God that speaks to us through this blessed old King James Bible. And we're thankful for that. And that we thank God because that is the authority of the Word. That's the authoritative Word of God. But we're living in a world often today that's disputed by the world. A lot of people say, well, you know, this isn't the Word of God. But it is the Word of God. We can't dispute the Word, praise God. We need to be receiving the Word of God, trusting the Word of God, believing the Word of God to the saving of souls. It's going to be that's going to help get us through the situations, through this chaos in the world, or a world in chaos. It's going to be what takes us through it and delivers us on the other side. And we'll come out on the other side shouting and praising and giving God all the glory for all the things He has done. He's won marvelous and wonderful things for each and every one of us. Amen. Praise God. Every one of us can stand today and say, it's been good to know the Lord, that He's been there for us. He's helped us even through difficulties, even through adversity. The Lord has been there. Well, I don't think we can dispute that today because He is God and He loves us, praise God, and He helps us. And sometimes we put ourselves in predicaments, but I'm glad God is there even in the predicament. I'm glad God's there, praise God, to help us and to get us through, praise God, put His big old loving arms around us, draw us unto Himself, and just let us know that He loves us and He's there for us no matter what we're going through. Praise God, He'll never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd be there even in the midst. I'm glad it's that way. Praise God. I'm glad the Lord loves us enough. Praise God. But we're living in a day and an hour that people would disallow the authority of the Word of God. Now in Hebrews chapter number 6, it says that people would do that. He said, for it is impossible for, Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 4, so it's impossible for those who once were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good Word of God and the powers of the world to come, that they shall fall away and to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. So what Paul is telling them in Hebrews chapter 6, the writer is telling them, praise God, those that have come up to the very edge of enlightenment, have come up to seeing the working of the Holy Spirit, they've seen the good things of God and the good Word of God, they recognized it for what it is. He said if they fall away, they go back, they reject it, they deny it, they go back to their own pernicious ways. He said, I have a hard time, praise God, finding a place of repentance, praise God, because they've renewed themselves and the Son of God afresh, crucified anew afresh, the Son of God, and put Him to an open shame. But I'm glad today, praise God, that we're not those. The Bible says it goes back into perdition, praise God, to be made useless and no account for the cause of Christ. But we'll take what we know about Him because He's so good, because He's so loving, because He's so kind, because He died for us on the cross of Calvary. We'll take that in our hearts and we'll love Him because He first loved us, and we'll draw nigh to Him because He said if we'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us, and we'll begin to love Him, praise God, because of who He is. Amen. Praise God. But we see a world in chaos like it is today. Now Timothy warned us of this chaos. He said in verse number 1 of chapter 3, he said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Amen. That the last days, I wonder if we ain't a living in the last days. We're seeing perilous times a coming. He said, this is what'll take place. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Look what it says. For, of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with their with diverse lust. He says, verse number 7, said, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. So we see this playing out. Paul gives us a warning here to Timothy. He's speaking to him, praise God. He's trying to give him the encouragement. He said, listen, he said, sometimes these desperate times come, praise God. Can you imagine what it was like 25 years ago? Did we ever think that we'd see the United States of America or the world, praise God, in the chaos that it's in today? I never dreamt in my life, praise God, when I was in high school and got out of high school, went into workforce. I never dreamt that it'd be like it is in the day and era we live. I couldn't have even imagined it would be this way. Could you? I'm just talking about in the last 25 or 30 years, how we've declined and how we've turned away from God and turned away from godliness. And we see that Paul's speaking here, and he's offering up counseling to this young preacher and this young church of Ephesus, and he's trying to encourage them in the things of God. Praise God. He's trying to get them to be established on something, praise God, that'll get a hold of and bring them out of the chaos and give them something to put their feet upon, to be rooted and grounded upon, and on a solid foundation. Amen. A world in chaos doesn't mean that we can't be rooted on solid foundation of Christ Jesus, our Savior. He'd go on in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 14. Let's go back to verse 12 really. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Amen. If you try to do right, he said, you will be persecuted. There's a whole lot of people that don't like it if you try to live right. Amen. There's a lot of people that calling good evil and evil good. And they won't like it when me and you try to live right. They won't like it when they say, hey, come on, let's go. And you say, no, wait a minute, I can't do that. And boy, they'll get mad. They'll flare up because they say, well, you think you're better than I am. I said, no, just because I serve a God. I pray God it lives down in my heart. And I can't take him into that. Amen, praise the Lord. My God, praise God, won't let me go to places like that no more. Amen, praise the Lord. He's there with me to help me, keep me out of that mess. Praise God. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I want to say deception is rampant in this world today. Everywhere you look, you can go visit, you knock on somebody's door, and everybody thinks, well, say, I think I'm okay. Amen? I think I'm all right. He said, don't matter, they can sit there at a whole table full of beer, they can sit there with their drugs and their alcohol and their pornography, and they say, well, I think I'm all right. Well, I'll tell you, youngins, praise God, if a God of heaven moved into your heart, praise God, he changes you from the inside out, and your want-tos change. Right. Amen? Praise God, you can't do the things that you want to no more. But praise God, listen, you can, praise God, if Jesus is in your heart, because your want-tos will be different. Amen, praise God. I never want to drink alcohol, praise God. My want to's, I ain't gonna start now. Amen, praise God. These things are different. But evil seducers, praise God. He said, listen to what he says, verse 14. This is where the rubber meets the road. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He said, what we do is we focus in on what we know. He said, we know that the Lord Jesus, he loved us and he died for us and he rose again victorious over death and the grave so we can rise up victorious too. Praise God. What a blessing that is, ain't it? Amen. Praise God. And so he said, what we got to do, Timothy said, we got to live in obedience. I praise God. We talked about Wednesday night on those precious biblical principles, praise God, that we knew, praise God, to be correct. Those biblical principles that were applied to us when we was little old youngins. And I want to say God hasn't changed his mind. Amen. We live in a world of chaos. And the world today says, you know what, well, we've got to make some changes. We've got to do things a little bit different. But I want to say, praise God, we better stay circumspectly, walk circumspectly with the Word of God, or the devil will have a heyday in our lives. Praise God, when we decide, you know what, we talked about that in Sunday school this morning. It's not a head knowledge, but it's a heart knowledge. Praise God of the Lord Jesus Christ and His goodness and His mercy, His love that helps us to settle in. Praise God, and be founded in the Word of God. That's why he would tell Timothy to continue, praise God, thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Know of whom thou hast learned them. We better pay attention to who we're listening to. Amen. Paul was giving Timothy some good godly counseling. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get our counseling from somewhere else that'll lead us astray. But we need that good godly counseling, praise God, to influence us, that we'd be influencers to somebody else. Amen. Praise God. He said we're not to be influenced, praise God, by the sinful world. Amen. And hey, and Timothy, the world is like today. The world is all around us. Hello? You young people, listen to Pastor Jeff. The world is all around us. We got to be careful that we're not influenced by the world. You say, Pastor, how can we keep from being influenced by the world? Praise God, we have the influence of Lord Jesus Christ. We fill, saturate ourselves with the Word of God. Praise God, so it'll have a bigger influence than those things around us. Amen. Give you a different perspective on things. Amen. It'll get you to seeing things differently. You'll see your friends differently. You'll be able to determine whether they're truly friends or not. So, Pastor, how will I know? I'll tell you how to know. If you got a friend that you think's a true friend, ask them to come to church with you. If they're not going, we don't want to pull people out of church. People ought to be in their church. But if they don't have a church, they're not going to church, praise God, you ought to ask them to come with you. Encourage them to come with you. Get in here and give me. And when you get here, be excited because they're there with you. And if they get in there with you, if they like being there with you, praise God, then that's a friend. Amen. You say, no, how do you know that? Because a friend that loves Jesus, praise God, is a friend that loves you. Praise God. But the world influence in the wrong direction, praise God. But Timothy's telling us here, he said that these hard times are coming and we need to be ready. We need to be expecting that because persecution will come. People will make fun of you. They'll laugh at you. They'll ridicule you. They'll put you down. They'll belittle you because you're a Christian, because you love God and you're standing upon the principles of God's Word. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with that. Standing upon the principles of the Word of God. The children here, it was in these churches. They were living under the Roman government and they were under a persecution, an ungodly Roman Empire and a persecution, even death. It happened. Amen. It was a common thing to be persecuted and even put to death because of their faith. Because of they loved Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, I can't imagine that would be happening. Praise God. I want to tell you, it's happening in the world today. There's a world in chaos, praise God, because they don't like the authority of the Word of God. People are rebellious today because of the Word of God. They don't like the authority. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Who inspired it? Who breathed it? God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with God. Amen. There's a lot of people who've got a problem with God because they don't like His authority over them. Let me just give you a news flash. You're going to have authority over you all your life. Praise God. That's why we need to take and let the Lord Jesus Christ be our Lord and our Savior, be that authority over us all of our lives. Amen. He's the one that makes the difference. That persecution, death, praise God. The Word of God, the authority of God that makes the difference in our lives. We're living in a day and hour that's upside down. We have court systems that's so corrupt. Amen. They're so corrupt, praise God, because they derive their authority from the elitists of this world. Hello? Amen? They derive their authority from the elitists, those high up people of this world. Now, what are the high up people of this world wanting? They just want a little bit more power. They want a little bit more prestige. They want to be the authority over lives. They want to change you. Same way the devil does. Devil wants you to listen to him. Devil wants you to do the things he wants you to do. He wants you to forget about this whole. He said, hey, just take that old King James Bible and throw it in the garbage and listen to me and I'll tell you what you need to do. Tell you what he'll do. He'll fill your head full of wickedness. Amen. He'll take you down the road so far, praise God, you'll never be able to get back. But that's what's happening in the world today. You got these liberal judges, praise God, that's taking authority upon themselves. They're the ones that's doing the judging and the judgments, praise God. The misjudgments, amen, that they're handing down to people today because of somebody wants to continue in their authority. They defy the very law, amen. That this country, the Constitution for which we were established, amen, it's going out the window. Praise God. It was based on the fundamental Bible believing truth of a living God and a Savior and the Holy Ghost. Praise God to guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. That He would get the glory. I want God to have all the glory. I want God to have the glory in my life. I want God to have the glory in my family's life, my children's life, my grandchildren's life. I want God to get the glory out of it all. I want God to get the glory out of my church family's life, my church family's children, their grandchildren. I want God to get the glory. Amen. What's wrong with the world in chaos is we won't get glory from everywhere else. Amen. It don't work that way. So why would they want to do that? Praise God. They do it, praise God, in order they can condone sin. Amen? We change things around and we reword things and we do things differently so that they can condone sin. That's why there's so many perversions of the Word of God. They turn it around to where they can condone sin. Where they can tell you that sodomy's okay. Amen? I want to tell you, sodomy's wrong. God said it was from the beginning and it's still wrong. He hasn't changed His mind. God said, I'll change not, praise God. Amen? Praise God. So we have a direction, we have a focus, we have an authority. But we see the courts, but we see something that's even worse than the courts. We see the churches, praise God, when they begin to compromise. Amen? When they begin to, that the ones that should be standing up for the authorities of the Scriptures. Amen? Praise God. But we don't. We defame them and we deny the very Word of God. I hear people all the time say, well, you know, the Bible says this, but. There's no buts. God says it and He means it. When we settle in our heart, praise God, a world in chaos, if it ever settled in heart, praise God, that God is, as the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. And we just take the Word of God for the truth, praise God, and just believe it. Amen. To believe it to the saving the soul, believing it for encouragement in the hearts and the helps of our people. God began to manifest Himself in a magnificent way. But you know who the one is that's a calling out this? He's the deceiver. He's a deceiver in this world, and it's the devil. Amen? He's the devil, praise God. He's the deceiver of the brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's old Slewfoot, praise God. He's the one that's wanting to destroy and tear down. He's the one that wants to tear up, praise God, and try to destroy everything that we try to do that's right. Amen. We see it all around us today, and it's getting worse. He said it'd wax worse and worse, and in the end, He said there'd be perilous times. They were coming. He said they shall come. Not that they could or would. He said they shall come. And we need to be ready. So how are we getting ready, praise God? When the world's in chaos, we call out upon the Lord. We look to Lord Jesus Christ. We look to the God of heaven. We cry out to our heavenly Father that we know loves us so much. Amen. Asking Him for His help. Recognizing, praise God, that He is there for us. He'll deliver us, praise God, through this thing. We'll go through those persecutions. We'll go through the hardships. We'll go through that sadness of heart. But praise God, we know that when it's all said and done, at the other end, praise God, at the end of the valley, there's a bright and a shining light. Hallelujah. And God Almighty Himself will light the way home. Amen. One day in a little while, we'll ease over on the streets of glory. We'll enter into that place of hope. Praise God. You say, Pastor, how do we get there? God, we just line up with the will of God. God's got a will for us, amen. He prayed in that garden. We studied in Sunday school this morning in John chapter 17. He prayed for himself, he prayed for disciples, and he prayed for those that be saved through the disciples, which is me and you. Amen. Those that would believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, unto His coming. Bless His name. So he said, we just line up and we find the will of God. God's able, praise God, to find the will of God. He's able to give us that newness of life. That life that we need, praise God, right now. To set us aside for Himself. Back up just a couple chapters of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Look at what God says. Now this is for me and you this morning. Amen. We ain't going to be much longer. Just turn. I want you to see this. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Verse number 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 3. He said, for this is the will of God. Have you ever looked for the will of God? So boy, if I could just find the will of God, know what God's will is, then everything, I could just line up and everything would be all right. Well, here it is. Amen. You're welcome. It's for you this morning. This is the will of God. He says, what does that say? For this is the will of God. So this is what God wills. Amen. I won't say God wills it, it'll be so. He said, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Amen? So he said, it's our sanctification. The will of God is our sanctification. The will of God is your sanctification. Now, what is sanctification? Brother Billy gave us a definition in Sunday school this morning. It's a separating. It's separating ourselves from something unto something. Now let me just say this, it's not just separating ourselves, but separating ourselves from something to something. Amen? And it says the will of God is that we separate ourselves from this world, from the chaos, unto God Almighty. It's a process, praise God, that we're involved in. The Lord loved you so much that He allows us to work with Him in sanctification. Amen. We determine in our heart, praise God, you know that God's Word is true, number one, that it is the authority for our lives, and we're just going to follow Christ. We're going to go with God. And God begins to manifest. Even in a world of chaos, we can still do this. Amen? Glory, hallelujah. Somebody will just jump up and say, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can still do this, even in the chaos. But he said that you abstain from fornication. Look at verse number 4. He said that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Amen? So he said, well, he's talking about fornication. So we're not doing that. Now, what he's talking about here, praise God, he's talking about being pure in our lives and being holy in our lives. Pure and holy in what we do. Amen. According to the authority of God, what God says is right. He said, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Amen? So he said, what we see here is God, he's telling us, he said, the will of God is, what God wills for us is that we separate ourselves from the things of this world. We start evaluating our lives. We start evaluating our situation. We start seeing where we live and how we're living, and we get to where we're lining up with what God says. We talk Wednesday night on the biblical principles. What's wrong with the world? The reason the world's in chaos today is because we've sidestepped our biblical principles. Things that used to, 25 years ago, Brother Bill, we wouldn't have done at all. Everybody's so involved in it now, we say, well, you know, everybody else is doing it. My mother told me one time, she said, well, everybody else jumps off a cliff. Are you going to jump off a cliff with them? Amen. A lot of us probably would. But we have to use our own common sense. Amen. He goes on verse number 7, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse number 6 says, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God who hath given unto us his Holy Spirit." Amen. He said, the people that despise the authority of the Word of God, hey, they don't despise men, they don't despise us. Hello? He said, but they despise God. Amen. They hate God. They don't want God to have authority. The Pharisees said, "We'll not have this man to rule over us." Amen. I say, glory to God, Jesus, you take my life, you take control, you take charge, you lead me, you guide me, you show me, and you help me to walk as close to your direction as I can. But they despise, we talked about Wednesday, they despise instruction. They don't want instruction, praise God. But we are like it. Amen. Because we're not rejecting God, man, we're rejecting God. Amen. And we're rejecting the very God that gave us His Holy Spirit. He prayed to Father, and Father sent the Spirit of God to live in us. Amen. Goodness gracious, young, don't push that away. That's our helpmeet. That's our comforter. That's our consoler. That's the one that gives us all that we need, praise God, to make it through the persecutions and the trials and get to the next point in life. Amen. That sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, it's good to have communion with the Spirit. Amen. Hey, listen, if you've never been through a dark valley, you don't know what it's like for the Holy Spirit of God to just meet you in that valley. Amen. And escort you, praise God, out on the other side. Praise God, you come out of there shouting and praising and say, "Thank you, Lord, for what I felt in the valley." Amen. It's real. It's good. It's God. That's what He does, praise the Lord. Because He loves us. How much He loves us? He loves us that much. Amen. He spread Himself, praise God. He gave His life on the cross of Calvary for us because He loved you. He therefore that despises not man. They don't like the Word of God. It ain't man that they don't like, but it's God. He said, "But God, who hath also given unto us the Holy Spirit." Amen. So the Holy Spirit of God is what's speaking to us. He's given us that, praise God, that we need for the journey. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's available. It's available from God to everyone who believes. Amen. It don't matter by man, woman, boy, or girl. It doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit is available for every one of us who believe. Look at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, I'll just show you this right quickly. And we'll go to the house. Romans chapter 6, verse number 6. Romans chapter 6, verse number 6, he said, listen to this. He said, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him," the crucified Savior, "that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Amen. "For he that is dead is freed from sin." We die out to sin. We die with Christ. "For if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once. But in that He liveth unto God." Amen. A world in chaos. Don't understand that. That somebody would die for the sins of the world. He who knew no sin, a perfect, sinless Lamb, came into this world, laid aside His glory, came into this world, was born of a virgin in a little town called Bethlehem, grew up, lived, loved, testified, witnessed, and died for our sins. Amen. Mutilated and maimed, the Bible says more, Isaiah 52, more than any man had ever been maimed. His visage was marred more than any man. He took our beating for us. He took our whipping for us. He took our persecution for us on the cross of Calvary. The Bible said He shed His blood for you and I on the cross of Calvary. The world in chaos needs to realize that somebody took our place. Amen. That we can make it through. We can come out with a shout on the other side. Just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Praise your holy name. Amen. For where you brought me from, what you've helped me through. Amen. For your glory. I just give you glory and praise for it. Why? Because there is a world in chaos. And Paul says we're going to have to have a firm foundation, praise God, to make it through unscathed. And he said that firm foundation is in Jesus our Savior. So he told young Timothy, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned it, or learned them. Amen. That from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. You know, most of us sitting here this morning, we've been in this for a long, long time. I know there's some young people in here, but most of us older, we know that the Holy Bible says. We know what God says. Amen. Which are able of a child. He said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able, now watch this, to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. What saves you today? Christ Jesus. Putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we've been in a long time. We know what we need to do. And no matter how much chaos we see around us today, we put our faith and our trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. You say, Pastor, what will He do? He'll do for you the same thing He'll do for me. He saved you by His marvelous grace, just like He did for me at Wednesday night, 1976, when He came to where I was. And I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. See, we're living a day of deceivers. He said that had waxed worse and worse. And you got people on TV, these so-called evangelists, and they're saying, well, you know, just pray this prayer and everything will be okay. I'm going to tell you, if the Holy Ghost of God ain't dealing with your heart, that prayer won't help you none. Amen? He said, preacher, if I just say what he says, that won't help you none. I mean, it takes the Holy Ghost of God to deal with your heart. It's showing you're in sin. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, it takes the Holy Ghost of God to show you you're sinners. If the world in chaos could come to realization that we're sinners, praise God, in need of a Savior. You can't be saved till you realize you're lost. You can't be found, praise God, you get out there, praise God, lost. When you realize you're lost and you cry out for help, you send out an SOS. And Lord Jesus Christ answers. Amen. He said, we've got to realize, praise God, the world needs that SOS. They need that call going out to the Lord for help today. Have to realize that they're lost without God. Paul says, Timothy said, they need to realize that the Holy Spirit of God, that God loves them. Amen. And He sent them His Word. He sent them the Holy Spirit of God. Because I said in the beginning, the Holy Spirit of God is what manifests the Word of God so it can be pinned down so that we'd have a copy of what God says. Amen? I think I'm just going to believe what God says. I'm just going to go with God. He's always been true, and He always will be. He said, amen. He says in Romans chapter 6 and 23, He said, the wages of sin is death. Amen. The wages of sin is death. Amen. We got to realize that we're old sinners, praise God. And if you're going to be a sinner without Christ, you're going to die. Die the death of a sinner. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There's a reprieve. See, if we want to continue in sin, the world wants to continue in sin. The world wants to wax worse and worse in sin. They're going to pay a heavy price. They're going to pay a heavy price. But for those, praise God, that love the Lord Jesus Christ and look for His appearing, they'll bow some word like I was telling you on a Wednesday night, 76, and they'll say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Amen. Forgive me a sinner. Praise, save me, Lord. Amen. Become my Lord and my Savior and my Lord. I think sometimes we miss out part of that. We say, Lord, forgive me my sins, be my Savior. But what we have to do is we have to allow Him to become our Lord. Amen? Our Savior and our Lord. Is He your Savior and Lord today? We are in a world of chaos. It's crazy all around us. And I hate to tell you, but I don't see it getting no better. But there's a God of heaven that offers deliverance. I was saying, Psalmist said, deliverance will come to those who believe. Amen? Are you a believer today? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? With you and your family? Hey, daddies, today's Father's Day. Amen? Happy Father's Day to every one of you. Amen? But are you a believer? You believe that God is able, if we tread our faith and trust Him, even though the world's in chaos, that He can take care of your situation. That He is a delivering God. He can bring you through, praise God, instead of with a pouch, you can come out with a shout. Praise the Lord. Because you know the end of the journey. Amen? One of these days we'll be with Him, and we'll have peace with Him. We'll have those glorified bodies like unto Him. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be changed. Praise God. And Jesus said, those that keep His commandments will not see death. Amen. Death doesn't have a hold on us. We'll be transferred one day from here to yonder. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you tired of living in this old world of chaos? Wouldn't it be a good day to just say, Lord, you know, I've just had enough of this. And Lord, I want more of You. I want to have the peace that passes understanding. That when the turmoils are raging and the chaos is going on, that there's a still small voice and there's a peace that speaks like Jesus did on the water. Amen. When He said, peace, be still. Amen. Peace comes and a calmness overshadows you. And you know that, praise God, because He said so, everything's going to be... Well, you say, Pastor, how come He could say so? Because, praise God, we believe what He says. Amen. And when He says it, because He loves us, we have that peace that He offers to us. He said, my peace I leave with you. I give to you. Don't you think there was some chaos in Jesus' life? When He was there in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, He was praying till His sweat came as great drops of blood. His body was in turmoil. His body was in anguish. But He said, Father, not my will, but Thine be done. Amen. He was 100% God and 100% man, was becoming sin for the whole world. All of our sins of all humanity was going to be poured out on Him. He that knew no sin, had never known sin, took all the sins, yours and mine, upon Himself. My, 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 what a Savior. You talk about a world in chaos. You talk about a Savior with chaos. It was Jesus Christ. But He took all that sin upon Himself. Shed His blood on Calvary, died for our sins. Took all our sins, praise God, into the grave. Amen. In Himself. And then 3 days later. But it didn't stop there 3 days later. 3 days later, He rose up victory over what? Death and the grave. Praise the Lord. 40 days later, He ascended up to glory and set the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Where He's sitting today. We have a great interceder who is absolutely victorious over the chaos of the world. Jesus did that. He did it for me and He did it for you. Praise His holy name. We ought to praise Him. We ought to give Him glory for great things He has done. Amen.